Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We did have an Eagles insider jump right back into Eagles Insider of the Year, the race. We'll get to that in a moment, right after we talk to Glenn in Georgia. Glenn, you're on WIP. What's up, Glenn?
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
What's up, Glenn?
Hey, man, not much, fellas. Hey, I just want to chime in on one thing before I get to my topic about the Philadelphia Eagles and how deep this freaking awesome talented team is.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a fan since Marilyn Campbell. And man, I'll tell you what, I've never seen a team this deep. So, you know, if just to chime in, like you guys were talking about who we'd rather have, Stafford and McVay, I think it was,
mm-hmm.
for this current team, I would say, and this isn't a knock on who we currently have, but I'm a military guy and I like a multi-dimensional offense. Because that's war fighting, and football lines up a lot with war fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that is the way to dominate somebody, is to be multidimensional. So, I think they would bring that. So, that aside, I thought that was a cool topic.
Yeah.
That aside, you know, when you were talking about Kellen Moore possibly getting a job with the Dallas Cowboys,
mm-hmm.
and I would be interested to see if he would go there. I hope he doesn't, because I really do like Kellen a lot. But would he take Tanner McKee with him?
We can't. He's under contract here.
No, I know. And, you know, I mean, I don't know what, you know, the specifics are as far as trade picks, all that stuff, you know.
You mean you would wonder if the Cowboys would want to trade for Tanner McKee if Kellen went there? Well, they just signed Dak to a monster contract. Mm-hmm. So unless it's to start, man, I think, contractually, they're probably pretty stuck to Dak for a while. And my sense is, and I think everyone else feels this way, is that the Eagles really like Tanner McKee.
Yeah.
So, that seems unlikely to me.
They can have Kenny Pickett, though.
Yeah, if they want Kenny Pickett.
Well, yeah, you know what? I mean, Pickett is a legitimate.
Sure.
Now, I don't mean to ruffle feathers, and I know Eagle fans get real sensitive when you start talking about Jalen Hurts, and I got it. Everyone has their favorite people, but I'm an Eagles fan first, and I know I said that last time too.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to preface it with this. Jalen is our 2B1, without a doubt. He's our guy, and he's got to ride this season all the way to the end, regardless of how far. If he wins a Super Bowl, man, I'll be smoking the stogie with the rest of the people. But if he doesn't, it's going to open up conversation come Monday morning. And I will say this. I would personally trade Jalen if he doesn't win a Super Bowl this year because his stock is high. I think we should have done the same thing with Carson Wentz. Instead of getting rid of
Now we're taking it a bridge too far.
Yeah, you're talking the biggest Wentz guys in the world here.
They actually got a nice package for him. I mean, they got a couple first-round picks for him.
Yeah, they ended up getting first of it, yep.
He was on the MVP season. If we were all, you know,
we know
he was on the MVP, got hurt, and the other guy won the Super Bowl. Man, I think we could have struck some gold, maybe even more.
Oh, to do it the right after that year, after the Super Bowl.
Well, you know, some of us
that would not have been. Yeah, that was thrown out there.
But it's business. Now I will say this: you guys were talking about picks, linemen, defense, and offensive linemen,
and
linebackers, and you know, it's not to get rid of Jalen's doing great things. Man, I'll tell you what, but I told you how I'm a multidimensional guy.
You're like, look, bro, can I be honest with you, Glenn? You sound like an honest dude. You don't have to couch everything you say with like these compliments around
it's
it.
It's not going to make you less of an Eagles fan if you have questions about Jalen.
No, you do have to.
Hit the disclaimer. Hit the disclaimer.
Nobody knows what your Twitter is. But here's the thing, bro. Glenn, and then I'll let you finish. If you really like the quarterback, your answer wouldn't be, and if he doesn't win the Super Bowl, he is gone after this year. Like,
no,
you
no,
just
no,
don't.
No, I, guys, I got you, but you please hear what I'm saying. It's not personal.
Sure.
Like, there's nothing.
I agree.
Great. He seems like a great dude. I don't know him personally at all. Never met him, but he seems like a really good dude. And he's definitely an athletic guy. I mean, he's a stud. But I'm just thinking multidimensional quarterbacks. And just going back to the McVay and Stafford.
Yeah.
You know where I stand with that. I like a passing quarterback. I think this offense is built for that. We have the best offensive line to protect them. We have a running game for the ground attack, and we have receivers out the wazoo. So I mean, I think it could work. But people won't want to hear me say that.
Well, not
and
now.
Well, yeah, exactly, buddy. But to your point, if they lose before we get to that Super Bowl, believe me, everybody's going to be saying it.
Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
And I got it. The people are loyal to Jalen. They still won't. They won't want to hear it. You know. The if the Eagles lose this weekend, at what?
Oh Lord.
Ratio does. The scale start to tip between it was Jalen's fault or the defense gave up too many points.
The details do matter.
Yeah, I mean, how it happens.
Yeah.
But I can say this, and regardless of what you hear from, we love our callers. Callers are a certain segment of the total fan base. So if you just listen to the callers, you would expect that they would be sympathetic maybe to it. But if they lose and it is because they fail from an offensive perspective, that most of the blame will go to Jalen.
Yeah.
There will be people that talk about Callen, and there will be people that talk about Nick Sirianni.
Right.
But I think you will feel a wave of this guy isn't the guy if that were to happen. I think you would hear pretty quickly and pretty strongly. But that doesn't, and thank you for the call, Glenn. Like, I don't think that makes Jalen any different than almost every quarterback.
Any different than any other quarterback that's played here.
Yes. It's
just the way it is.
Even Carson at his, like, we were having the very conversation that you said that the Eagles should have done after Carson's MVP season and the injury we had on the air. The Carson versus Foles was 2 years long until they let Nick go. Until they traded. Did they trade him or let him go?
You know what they did? They let him go.
They just let him go.
Yeah, he was a free agent with Jacksonville.
Yeah. So your point, Ike, the details do matter. If the Rams come in here and put up 45 points and we lose 45-38, they'll be tough.
We've always said this. When you look at we're going to always look at how the quarterback performed.
Always.
When the season doesn't end in the championship and it ends earlier than we expected to. So from Jalen's standpoint, you don't want to be part of the reason why we didn't win.
Right.
You go down swinging, in a quarterback standpoint, slinging it. Right, leaving everything out there on the field. This fan base is intelligent enough to be able to recognize that and see that. They'll still be frustrated at the loss, but it'll be, well, he did everything he could do to try to win the game.
And that's why people weren't that mad when they lost the Super Bowl.
Yes, he played great.
But if he has a stat line that looked like if his game
like last week
on Sunday looks like this past Sunday, that's
and people say that wasn't enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that game was closer than the final score.
Sunday?
Yeah.
Yes. When it was 16-10, I was like, dude,
we're
about to lose this damn game, 17-10.
And they had no business losing that game. they dominated that game on Sunday.
Yeah. When it was 16-10, I was like, after that Josh Jacobs touchdown, did they get a stop after that, or did we score after that? We might have scored after that.
Yeah, because we just scored two more field goals.
We kicked a field goal after that. Yes. That's what it was. Yeah.
All right. So Eagles inside the year has been hotly contested.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the last month and a half of it. We had a scoop from D-Gun yesterday, and D-Gun has been very quiet. Hasn't been in the top five in months.
And he's taking it personally.
Very personally.
So he definitely knows this is a thing, I'm sure.
Yes. I think he does, actually.
Oh, because, he definitely knows.
Yeah, when we mentioned him, Ike would get texts.
Yep.
So there's the guy that had the foul mouth with the Packers, the female Packers fan,
mm-hmm.
that has been all over the internet. Yes. Not going to repeat what he said. But he was at,
thank you, Spikes.
Well, we appreciate that.
Way to be a pro.
Yeah, certainly. Certainly, what's the word I'm saying? Certainly out of line.
Yes, certainly inappropriate.
So this is the tweet from Derek Gunn. Here's an update. Big Dom has identified the guy and woman involved in this incident. The guy will be banned from future Eagles games. The Eagles will be sending the woman Packers gear as an apology. Eagles once again showing what a class organization they are. And that is a scoop from Deke Gunn. It's a huge scoop. It was a huge story. It was a national story.
Yep.
And D Gunn coming up with the big Dom scoop that the guy's not going to go to Eagles games anymore, and they're going to send the woman a bunch of Packers gear.
And you got to look at the impressions on it. I mean, that's over 1.5 million views.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
Elliot somewhere. Elliot, why couldn't you? Well, you saw Big Dom last night.
I know. One day he's got to wake up and put a real scoop out there.
Yeah. You know, I don't even want to talk about that guy. Guy was out of line.
The Packer fan?
Well, no, the Eagle fan.
Oh, the Eagle fan. That's right. The Eagle fan that went at the Packer.
Although the Packer fan is starting to get questioned online.
Yeah, well, they're finding old tweets from him.
And he started a GoFundMe to get tickets to the game. And he wore a GoPro the whole time. So they think he was instigating the whole thing.
Oh, well, I'm sure it's possible.
Yeah, let's not dive into making excuses.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes, that's all that is. Yes, that's all that is.
It's okay.
Yeah. I think occasionally people go a little overboard with let's ruin his life.
Right.
Let's find out where he works and camp out front of his, like, he shouldn't have done it. It was wrong. It sounded mm-hmm. like I heard it and I was like, oh man, what are you doing this to us for? But, provoked or not provoked, you got to chill out.
Yeah, you got to. Well, and if you're a season ticket holder or you're a ticket, somebody that goes to the games, this is a word to the wise. This is how owners and teams are handling this stuff.
Yes.
So you're this moment of frustration, whatever he was going through that he felt he needed to say, now you're not allowed back in Lincoln Financial Field.
Well, and
is it worth it?
And the thing is, now that everybody's ticket is on their phone,
yes,
they know who you are.
They know who you are. Yes. Like
it's not.
That's how they find you.
Yeah. Not only they know who you are, they can probably find out exactly where your phone is, you know, all that sort of, you have the app, you know, all that sort of stuff.
Yep.
So
just not worth
have
it.
Have fun. You want to taunt the other fan, taunt the other fan, but come on. Like, you know what over the line is.
Yeah.
And most times I see Eagles fans, they are taunting, but there's like a line. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like,
and you go up to the line and you bag it down. You bag down. Well, I'll tell you, after the experience we had in New York at the Mets playoff game, I pretty much said I'm never going to a game again.
I guess it was that bad.
But there's so many they're always trying to get you.
Here's what you're on. Maybe you didn't, Jack. I don't know.
I had blinders on. It was a big game. I wasn't listening.
Well, and here's the other thing. You're not a confrontational person.
Mm-mm.
Right.
I duck and cover.
So it takes more out of me to not respond.
Like, I thought Houston was worse than New York.
About the same. But what happened in Houston is what allowed me to basically just take it in New York. I wanted to put P-A-W-S, pause on somebody. Yeah. That's what I wanted to do. And then you two would have been of no help.
No.
Yeah, no help whatsoever.
Well, I almost started one of them because I can't stop either.
Listen,
and I can't fight
I
for
would
anything.
Have been, I would have been, if one of them said something about Jalen being great, I would have been right there with you, bud, seeing red.
Now, speaking of taking it.
Well, at least, yes.
Oh, here we go. That's a transition.
Well, come
on. Pro.
I mean, hardest wood I had ever touched.
I mean, look. We just got to talk about our new partner, Blue Chew.
Mm.
Yes,
you guys
sir.
Don't understand how small it is.
No.
Like, that is not the issue.
It's not the issue. Look, Blue Chew's here to help. They're here to help you. You think of engines, right? Mm. You want to be a high-performance engine. You don't want to be a four-cylinder.
Mm-mm.
You don't want to be a V6.
I'm looking at a three-cylinder.
You want to be a V8?
A V8, maybe.
Maybe a 12-cylinder?
Mm. Hemi.
You know, Hemi? And Blue Chew's going to help you get there.
Yep.
Mm, I had a Hemi.
Hi. Did you?
I did.
Yeah, but do you need Blue Chew's now to get the Hemi back?
Get the Hemi back.
I do. I do.
So here's the thing with Blue Chew, right? It's going to help you be a high-performance engine in the bedroom. You and your partner, you have the best time you ever had.
Mm-hmm.
It is the same active ingredients that are in Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin in chewable form. So you're heading home, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, might be that night.
Might be that night.
You don't have to worry about having a drink to swallow a pill. You just pop in the Blue Chew, chew it. There you go.
Well, and here's the best part. All right, fellas. Listen, we got to put the pride to the side.
Yes.
Put the pride to the side and stick your chest out.
Yep.
And feel like a champion.
Yes. It's all about how you perform.
Yes. I mean, we're, especially in our demographic. Right? You know what I'm saying? It's like, this is where we are nowadays. And quite frankly, she'll appreciate you for it.
Do you think she's going to be bummed out that you took a shoot a Blue Chew on the way
you
home?
You took some PEDs?
No.
Performing enhancing drugs?
Again, who's the best baseball player of all time?
Barry Bonds.
Yes. You, that could be you.
You could be the Barry Bonds of sex.
That's the takeaway.
That's
760, like that. Seven something.
Yeah. All right, so here's the deal with Blue Chew. It's online prescription service, so you don't have to go to the doctor. What you do is you log on to BlueChew.com. There's no awkward conversations. You do one of the online consultations with one of their providers, and then they ship it to you, discreet package. You don't have to worry about waiting in line in the pharmacy where somebody in the line says, hey, what are you waiting for? Nah, none of that. And it's all made in the USA. Blue Chew's tablets made in the USA. Prepare, ship direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. So all, and here's the best part, free.
Yeah.
Free. Try it for free.
Listen, I'm waiting on my package right now.
Yes.
And so is?
Who?
Renee.
Oh, no, she doesn't even know.
Yes.
She doesn't even know. So I'm just telling you.
Wait.
She's going to be shocked for a few weeks. Like, what's going on? Then I'm going to break it to her. Break the news to her. Just saying.
So Ike Reese and Iron Man.
So here's the, I mentioned free. Try it for free. Go to BlueChew.com. You do a consultation with a licensed medical provider. You get your first month free, and then you'll be ready to chew it and do it. Chew it and do it.
Nick Saban used to kill me about how stiff I was.
Yeah, I didn't know you took them in college.
BlueChew.com. Yoshi in Brewery Town, appropriately. You're on WIP.
Oh my man, Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. Hey, when I need that Blue Chew, I'm going to let my train choo-choo. But right now, I'm going to keep my belly fat down because that's what stops you from getting where you need to be. Belly fat.
Is that what it is?
I'm telling you, man, your cortisol level's too high, bro.
Okay.
I did the signs on it, man. That's why I work out like I work out. What's name? My wife complained and tell me we are not 17 no more because she is the one that's slowing down. Not me. Not me. What's name? Because I work out every day. What's name? You keep your belly fat. It's not age. It's not, what's name? Your cortisol levels break down your testosterone, and it's because you got too much abdominal fat. And that's why you need the Blue Chew. You got too much abdominal fat.
This is unreal.
You were the one decided to go to it right after the read.
That was it. It was a high risk, high reward move going right to Yoshi after that.
Spike knew what he was doing. Hey, Spike threw the alley-oop like that. And he was going to come through and tomahawk that thing. He's sinister. He knew the whole while he was doing the little commercial what he was doing. You heard him say, appropriately. But then that boy knew what he was doing. Hey, man. Real quick, man. Look, I'm going to keep grinding the daggone. We're going to keep grinding it out. What's that? Look, we know Jalen Whatstain got that game in him somewhere when we need it, man. But I have been, I hate the dumb sacks he takes, rolling out, not throwing away that little dumb stuff, standing in the pocket too long. But I've actually not been as worried with him playing this way. Because, he hasn't cost us the game, and he hasn't, put us in harm's way, just doing the dumb stuff, throwing the ball, and not really focusing on where it needs to be at. And I've seen him recently play the game that we need him to play. And we got this defense that he can keep leaning on. I'm going to take that. And, man, y'all better stop wanting somebody else when we got a good thing going on right now. Look, I look at Rihanna. I look at Beyonce. And you don't think I want them? But the reason why I'm happily married, because I don't obsess with anything else. I look at porn stuff. Well, let me stop.
All right. Holy cow. What the hell?
Ooh, boy. I'm happy when I look.
And it's intercepted by Ike Reese.
Yeah. You know what, Yoshi? I got to slow Yoshi down.
I told you, man.
That's on me.
You unleashed him, man. Yeah. You basically said, go ahead, Yoshi.
Yeah. As Jack says, Donovan Chestnut. That was on me. That was on me.
Oh, man. That is funny as hell.
Ike in Southwest Philly. Ike, you're on WIP.
Yeah, I'm going left with that one. I ain't going with that.
Yeah, yeah. We had to move on. That was my,
I like Yoshi cool.
Well, I love him. Yeah.
I get down there. But, yo, so here's my thing. I was calling because, I was saying I agree a little bit with Elliot, a lot with Elliot, that I thought the evaluations on Jalen was a little harsh. But I didn't think he was great, but I thought he was good. Mm-hmm. And the reason I say good is because a lot of things that he actually said, because when I was thinking about it, I was like, I can't really call a bad, a really, really bad play. Everybody takes sacks. And I was sitting there like, well, did he put the ball in harm's way? Because I heard y'all the first ones that came up with the terms interceptable balls and stuff, pause. But you know what I'm saying? I didn't hear that before. And I was sitting there like, he ain't put it in harm's way that much. And then I heard Jaw say, what about that? You know, when we faked it.
Yeah. Can you tell Ike that his phone?
Yeah, he never had that problem with your phone.
Yeah, the everybody does get sacked. Jalen gets sacked too much. I think his sack rate's at 10%, and he was like 28th or 29th in the league this year. Just when the offensive line is this good, sacks are drive ruiners. I mean, they...
Oh, yeah, momentum stallers, everything.
But all of a sudden, you go from second and six to third and 13, mm-hmm. and it's a give up of a thing. So, you know, I think they mentioned last night that Stafford hadn't been sacked, hadn't taken a second eight games or something like that. So
that means he's getting the ball out quick.
Just gets the ball out. Yep. And I just think so many of those are...
Although, not to cut you off.
No.
That play last night where he should have been sacked, he just threw it.
Oh, and they didn't call grounding?
Yeah, they didn't call grounding, call anything.
It should have just been a fumble.
Yes.
That wasn't a throw.
Yes, come on.
Come on.
Okay, my bad.
I agree with you.
Yes, that was terrible.
I'm normally pretty sympathetic to refs in every sport. I think it's a much harder job than we think it is because we see these replays. We're watching with six cameras. They're just some guy running with the best athletes in the world and have to see every angle of it. I understand. But every once in a while, how can you watch that play and say, oh, yeah, he was passing
it. Yeah, he was passing it, right? The Puka.
Yeah.
What?
He was passing it? The ball went 3 feet straight down.
He threw it like this when he was on his way to being sacked.
Yeah, come on. Heady play by Stafford, right. But come on. He does the sacks thing is something that, you see, what's his name from Minnesota? Darnold. I mean, holding the ball too long, taking sacks, probably ended their season.
Yep.
It's the
nine sacks last night. Nine.
And the Detroit game, too. He held the ball. And now he missed a ton of throws in the Detroit game. But he just held the ball too long and got sacked. When sacks are, you can look historically and look at the quarterbacks that win Super Bowls, and they don't get sacked at a high rate. We just can't do it on Sunday. So we have our first real. We had top 5-5 yesterday, but it was game balls.
Not real.
We have our first real top 5 at 5 in weeks. So, Jack, what do you have coming up? And it's you. It's not Honest Jack, right?
No, it's not Honest Jack. Yep.
Okay, so what do you have coming up?
The worst things that Spike has brought to the afternoon show.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
It really is back.
Yeah, it is back.
It's back. The top 5 at 5 should just be called Jack's Revenge.
Yep.
Because it's one of us.
It's either one of us, yes.
Yep. All right. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.